You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
The more you can acquire market-valuable skills, the better off you'll be. People get scared. They think, oh, gee, I'm not going to get a job at this, or I can't do a job at that. There's always a demand out there. And what we've got to do is continually reinvent ourselves. If you think that what you did before is going to fix you for the rest of your life, you're in trouble.
I think we often ignore this side of our business because it's not that we just feel intimidated. We often feel scared when talking about lawyer issues and legal issues. For most of us, it's really outside of our comfort zone. We don't know what we don't know. The idea of hiring a lawyer can be really scary in and of itself, and it also threatens to be pretty expensive. And for many startups or small businesses, it seems really like an expense that can't be justified. Obviously, I think that is a misplaced perspective.
This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.
And now it's time for Social Media Coffee Talk with Harrison Painter.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to EPN, the Entrepreneurs Podcast Network. My name is Harrison Painter, and I would like to personally welcome you to the show. This is Social Media Coffee Talk. Are you guys ready to get started? Let's do it. Let's do it. I want to start the show with a huge thank you, a massive thank you. I receive so many tweets and Facebook messages and emails and phone calls in support of the move over here to EPN and the inaugural show that we did last week. All of those thank yous, guys, it is so humbling to me. And I really want to thank you deep down. It means the world to me. And it's pumped me up even more, even more. Here's what we're going to do today. We're going to create even more value today. And let me give you a little insight into my mindset. I get calls all the time. Prospects, people that want to hire me for my coaching and consulting. And the number one thing that they talk about when they get on the phone, and it is gut-wrenching to me, it's heartbreaking, is their fears. They wake up in the morning and brew their coffee, grab their orange juice, turn on CNBC or Fox Business Channel, look at the stock market. They don't understand what's going on. Stock market's up. It's down. It's down. It's down. It's up a little bit. It's down. They're watching their 401ks, what they've worked so hard for, crumble right before their eyes. Then they get in the car, drive to work. Fear, is today the day that I'm going to be laid off, downsized, fired? My company going to be sold? Is it even going to be there tomorrow? You guys have families. You want to take vacations. You work hard. Children. Things you want to do with your life. You want to retire. You want to enjoy your off time. But right now you're consumed with the recession, with an economy that people are telling you is totally horrible. But I'm here to tell you today, you can create your own economy. You can follow your passion. You can look for problems, find the solutions, and start making a better living and be your own boss and take that vacation when you want to take it. It's very empowering, everybody, and I'm living proof that it can happen. And I am here to help you do the exact same thing. Now, let's get started with social media, because social media gives you the power to reach more people quickly, create real relationships, build the like, know, and trust factor, allow you to put your business out there with you and your personality, and you will start sleeping better at night. Now, here is why social media is so powerful, guys. Once you find your passion, you follow it. You create a website, a blog. You create your lead capture pages. You open a Twitter account, a Facebook account. You start doing it the right way, tweeting to the third power, networking, listening, sharing, and caring, the things I talk about every day. Here's how powerful new media word of mouth is. Let's put it in a number perspective for you guys. If you have 1,000 fans, dedicated, loyal fans, and they share your message, your product, your service, your podcast show, your Ustream, your video, with 10 other friends, and then you've got 10 other people watching them share that message, and those 10 friends share it with 10 more friends, and they all have 10 friends watching in the modern media space here. That is 100,000 people you can reach directly. And those guys watching, that's a 10 million person influence that you have there. Now, let's put this in some other raw numbers. How long did it take platforms to reach 50 million users? It took radio 38 years. 38 years to reach 50 million users. The television only took 13 years. The internet only took 4 years. But are you guys ready for the good stuff? This is it right here. Facebook added over 200 million users in less than 1 year. 200 million. Less than 1 year. So I'm here to tell you guys today, social media is no longer a question of should we. That ship has sailed, folks. It's here, it's powerful, and it's growing. The question asked now is, how can we create massive value for people and do it better? How can we create massive value and do it better? Now, when we look at advertising, marketing, branding, some numbers come into play, very staggering numbers. 78% of consumers trust peer recommendations. That's in contrast to only 14% that trust advertisements. 78% now of consumers trust peer recommendations. That is your social media audience. That is approaching now 500 million people on Facebook of people talking about brands, products, services, experiences. Now, what would you rather do? Put out that magazine ad where only 14% trust you? Or would you rather build a community of people around your passion where 78% of them are going to trust any peer recommendations that come through your network? I can tell you guys where my money's at right now, where my time is at right now, and it's where the people are, where the people are there and they're talking. So let's get you in that conversation too. Now, another term you guys are going to hear a lot over the coming months is something called social search. So right now, you guys might be looking for a new vacuum cleaner. And you're going to type in, I'm looking for a vacuum cleaner, into Google. And you're going to get search results. Very scientific. These bots go out. They're looking at content. Boom, boom, boom. And they're saying, look, here's what's most relevant for what you're looking for today. Social search is going to change that. And here's the exact definition from Wikipedia. A type of web search method that determines the relevance of search results by considering the interactions or contributions of users. So what are we saying there? Web pages will be considered relevant from the reader's perspective, from the user's side, rather than the author, the person, the company putting out that content. Because look, we desire our content to be viewed. And if you guys have ever heard the term black hat, there's all kinds of ways for people to kind of manipulate the Google system. Google's always changing everything, trying to combat them. And it's a power struggle going on out there, right? There's some trickery involved. But with social search and the evolution that's coming, it's going to become more powerful. And here, the full evolution of this is instead of you searching for products, for services, those products and services are going to find you. So we've got to get your company, your product, your service into the conversation so that can happen. And that is going to happen. Now, some of the things you have to look at when you're in the social media space, you have to discover, you have to find your audience. You have to create that community. You're going to have what we call brand ambassadors in there, people that are kind of your cheerleaders, people that love you, that love what you do, love what your brand's about. And when you're creating massive value for people, that happens. Then you're going to want to amplify that stuff, right? You want to engage that community consistently in real time. You want to provide them on your blogs with viral type sharing tools, right? The Facebook like button, the tweet me buttons, the share buttons, all those type of things that are out there. And you want to leverage those evangelists, those brand ambassadors, by creating even more value for those guys because they're in your corner. They're in your corner. And I just like me, I'm very humbled by the people that really support me on a daily basis. And here's the big one. You want to measure this stuff. Now, there is a lot of stuff out there, and it can get quite costly. And you know, we do it for companies, and it is very expensive to measure or monitor, get these metrics and break these demographics down. But for any of you guys out there that might be a small business, my recommendation here is you just start with Google Analytics. And you want to start looking at where the traffic's coming from, how it's moving, and you start creating a strategy and a plan. Because you cannot just dip your toe in the water and expect great things to happen. Okay, there is a very distinct formula with all of this stuff that makes it work. And I'm going to give you that secret formula. This is a super secret formula, guys. This is it. Are you guys ready? If you're not driving in your car right now, you're somewhere with a pen, paper, write this down. This right here will make you money. Are you ready? Four things you need to do. You need to listen. You need to share. You need to care. And you need to be consistent. If you do those four things in this space, you're going to be successful. You're going to be successful. Now, let me give you some realistic expectations. There is no magic button here. The Staples Easy button, it doesn't exist here. Okay? Just like everything else, it does take time. Now, this is much faster than what things used to be, but it still takes time. So let's give you those realistic expectations right now. We want to make you visible. That takes about 90 days. So that's getting your blog up, your Twitter accounts, your Facebook accounts. That's some trial and error. That's getting in the groove, creating your rhythm. That could be hiring a guy like me to help you create an overall strategy in the space to coach you through that. It could be spending hours reading websites like Mashable, coffeewithharrison.com, watching my videos. ReadWriteWeb.com, right? Diving in there and learning as much about it as you can. Putting your content out there, listening, sharing, and caring in the space, being consistent with what you're doing, your message, your brand identity, your passion. Now let's add another 90 days to that because this is the credible phase. So we've got you visible. Now we want to make you credible. And this 90 days is pure consistency. with the listening, sharing, and caring. When people go to a drugstore, they want to know that it's open, right? They have hours there. Say it's 8 in the morning till 8 p.m. Now, a big reason why people fail in the internet space is back to that consistency. Because let's say you had two drugstores on the corner. One of them was open every day from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The other one, you have no clue when they're open. You walk in one day, they're open. The next day, they're not. There's no hours posted. There's no consistency. Where are you going to shop? You're going to go to the one that you know is open because you don't want your time wasted. You want to be able to get in there, get your products, and go and know that it's open. The same thing here. This podcast you're listening to right now will be available every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, like clockwork. Now, if I did it Wednesday and then Tuesday and then maybe Thursday and then I didn't do it for a month, I probably wouldn't have very many listeners. So it's the same concept. So 90 days to become visible, 90 days to become credible. And when you add those two together, you become referable. And you become referable, you start becoming more profitable. People start to like, know, and trust you. They're going to buy your products and services. They're going to refer people to you to buy your products and services. And great things start to happen. Great things start to happen. So this is the stuff that I really want you guys to think about today. Because you can do it. You can create your own economy. You can stop living in fear. And you can make it happen. All right, folks. Well, that's it for me today. I want to thank you all again for listening, being a part of this. You can find me at Harrison Painter over on Twitter, Facebook Harrison Painter, and of course, coffeewithharrison.com 5 days a week over there. I do a video, Coffee with Harrison, and I talk social media news and basically 2 to 3 minute versions, sometimes 5, I do tend to ramble, of what I'm talking about here. And my goal with that, it's not about me, it's all about you. I'm here to help you guys. You can always call me too. My direct number is 317-871-1000. If you guys want some coaching, some consulting, if I have an open spot in my schedule, I am always here to make that happen. So, all right, that's it for me. My name is Harrison Painter. I hope you enjoyed Social Media Coffee Talk. I'll see you next week. Love it.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information all in one location? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our new EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Todd Falcone. Join me for MLM Power Hour right here on EPN.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.